Good afternoon and happy Friday, everyone. You're listening to The Loop with Kara and Izzy. How's it going, Kara?
It's going pretty good. Having a busy Friday.
It has been busy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Productive, though. Got knocked out some things I've been wanting to do for a while, and it finally came together, so.
That's good. I know I was catching up on a lot of notes. For our listeners out there, we have to write a lot of notes about the things that we do. And oftentimes, we do things, and then a couple weeks go by, and then we've got to do our notes. And
so that's important to document our interactions and stuff. But I know yesterday we were kind of brainstorming about what to talk about. I do want to ask one question, though.
All right.
And this is a current events topic.
Ooh, good.
How long is Grimace's birthday, and why are they shoving him down our throats right now? Like,
whose birthday?
Grimace from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere.
That's right.
Why?
All the commercials and whatnot. You know what? I totally forgot about that. I kind of blocked it out. I don't know.
Like, suddenly, I feel like McDonald's has been around for years and years, and they, of course, had those, like, one characters or whatever, but, like, suddenly, in 2023, we, like, are supposed to care about Grimace's birthday.
Yeah, Grimace is back. I don't know. I do know that several people have talked to me about how they used to have dollar any size drinks, and that's no longer the case.
No.
I could tell you my beef with McDonald's is this. During Lent, they used to give you a deal on their filet of fish sandwich, and now it's like only select McDonald's do that, and I can never go to the right McDonald's apparently, because they always say, oh, we're not offering that discount. So I go, well, why do I even go here?
Yeah, like, well, which one is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have beef with them too, and just fast food in general. Like, everything's expensive now. Like, there's no more dollar menu anywhere. There's no more dollar any size drink. Which, why would you get a small?
Yeah, why would you? It's stupid.
I've just kind of had thoughts about that lately.
Yeah, you know, there was a season in my life where I did not eat fast food at all. Granted, mm-hmm. I was a lot healthier back then. But when I got back into fast food, I kind of categorized my favorites. You know, obviously In-N-Out's at the top. For me, Chick-fil-A's at the top. But then when you get into like the Subway, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, all those, they kind of just all are in the same category of hit or miss with me. I don't know.
Yeah, I could agree with that. Like, it sometimes depends on how your stuff is made. Like, for example, at Taco Bell, like, they'll like put weird portions of stuff and not like even out the burrito, and like annoying things where it's like all the sour cream is like at the bottom or something.
Yeah,
like,
that is weird.
Yeah, that stuff irritates me. So Taco Bell is a hit or miss, because I do love it when it hits, but it doesn't always.
All fast food when it hits. Now I will say this about all fast food. My taste buds and my mind are like, yes, 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 thinking about it. And my stomach is oftentimes no, no, no after eating it. And I just,
sometimes it's like not as good as like I pictured in my head, like when I was gonna, like when I was thinking about getting it.
Yeah.
You eat it and it's like a little bit underwhelming, and then your stomach hurts.
I know, man. And it's like, I gotta learn to not just eat that stuff anymore, but it's just so convenient and easy. And in our line of work, sometimes you only have, you know, 20 minutes to go get something to eat. And
yeah.
It's like, well, it's right there. It's fast. Might as well just grab that. And
yeah, which it kind of ties back to like my idea of like self-care, like that I was talking mm-hmm. about last week, is like just thinking about your future self as if it's a different person and that you're taking care of. Right. So like, okay, this week, you know, put out some time to think about like, okay, this week, I don't want to be scrambling. I don't want to go get McDonald's because I know it'll make me feel bad. So let me go to the grocery store and kind of plan things out a little better so that I'm not stuck at the last minute, like scrambling at, you know, what I'm going to eat.
Yeah. Speaking of what we talked about last time, fireworks were fun on 4th of July, but for whatever reason, last night, which what was that, the 6th?
Mm-hmm.
Last night, you know, two full days afterward, randomly at like 8 o'clock, so it's still somewhat light, somebody launches a huge firework.
Yeah, that happened to me too.
It's like, what? Why?
I don't know.
You can't even see it. It's not even dark. It's just, you hear it.
I know. That's the thing too. It was like all these daytime fireworks. What's, where's all this money coming from? We're just bursting. The ones we can't even see. You just hear them.
One dude's house caught on fire in Lakewood because of illegal fireworks. And that guy got, not only did that person like burn down part of their house and their insurance won't cover it because it was their own negligence, but they also got fined. So that's like a big hit.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like the just the ones that are just loud noises. Like people must get a thrill out of just like loud annoying noises. If you do, call in, because we would like to know what the I'm not judging, I don't like get it, and I would like to, because it's, clearly it's people like love, because I'm also thinking of like those cars that are real loud and they just like zoom and like just,
at 3 a.m.
And it like makes my whole body like seize. Like I just hate, I can't, that noise is just so, because it's unexpected for me. Like, so maybe for the person doing it, they know it's about to happen, so like they're kind of braced for it and like it's exciting. Maybe that's it. Let us know. Call in.
I wonder what goes through their head. Like, nobody thinks I'm cool, so I'm gonna do this because I'm gonna like tell myself that I'm cool, and this is how I'm gonna manifest that, is by being loud and obnoxious. I don't know.
Right, like
just so you know, if you're the guy who does that, you're not cool.
We're not judging here. You're the opposite. You tell us why it is
cool. You wake me up at 3 a.m, that's not cool. And if I have any eggs on me while you're doing that, I will throw them at your car.
Please don't do it in parking garages too, where we're like stuck inside, sort of like extra loud.
And then you accidentally hit a car, and you know you're not going to leave a note. You're if you're the guy who's going to and it could be girls too. If you're the person who's going to rev up your engine at 3 a.m, you're definitely not the person who's going to leave a note if you sideswipe somebody's car in an accident.
Now,
you know what? I was having a calm Friday. Now
we're upset.
I think we need a break. What's the first song that we're going to do? What song did you choose today?
I chose a couple. One was Brian Jonestown Massacre. I think it's kind of a long song. I didn't think about that till after. It's like 7 minutes.
That's right. We could cut it in half, but it's called Massacre.
The band is Brian Jonestown Massacre. The song is called Fingertips. They're really cool.
Let's listen to a few
minutes. Like a jam band.
Yeah, why not? Here we go.
No!
And we're back with The Loop. So that song was not the Brian Jonestown Massacre. As you may know, that is Queens of the Stone Age. No one knows. We just had a little snafu. So that song will play later in the show. Right. The one I was talking about. They're a cool band, though. Hopefully they'll be at Desert Days this year, which I'm excited about.
Like, full disclosure, Kara and I have a busy day today, so we're going to head out a little bit early, but we're going to play all the songs that we chose for this show at the end. So instead of going to commercial break, you're just going to hear, you know, about three or four awesome songs, and that'll conclude our show today.
Yeah. We had some unexpected things come up today, but it's always good that we can jump on here and chat with you guys.
Kind of the life of being a social worker, really.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no consistency. It's something happens and we got to just jump to it.
Yeah, and then actually also, like, I got caught up with a kind of some random stuff, and I had another service provider come visit a resident. They were a little bit late, and then... Yeah, it was just a whole thing. And then on the way here, I got stopped by two people that they were like, can you chat for just a second? And I'm like, you know, like, just 1 second. And of course, it's a little bit longer than that.
So. Yeah, it's never 1 second.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, it's kind of funny. Our job, if we're doing our jobs correctly, our job really is to be okay with being interrupted so that we can help the person who's interrupting us do what they need to do. And I think that's what defines a person. And it doesn't have to be social work. It could be any position where you are working with people. You've got to be willing to be interrupted, because the job is to help people where they're at when they need. And it's not always a 9-to-5 convenient schedule and they don't interrupt you between 12 and 1 when it's your lunchtime.
Right.
It's help when you need to help and make yourself available. And that's what I think, working with you, Kara, and our coworkers, I think I have an excellent team because they're always willing to be interrupted.
Yeah, you kind of have to be. I mean, you can try to set boundaries and make appointments, but they're not always going to follow the appointment. And then what are you just going to not help them then?
Right.
You know, like, it's just not the way everyone operates. So you have to kind of meet everyone where they're at. And sometimes that's stopping you on the way to lunch or whatever. So,
yeah. And I think maybe should we give out the number so people know to call us? I think we should. It's a 562 number, so it's local. And it's 528-0710. So it's 562-528-0710.
Yeah, so anytime we're live, you can call in and ask us questions, make comments, whatever you want to do. We would love to have a couple phone calls.
Mm-hmm. And Phoebe's here, too. So if you have anything to say to Phoebe, who is our little puppy mascot, you know, she'll listen.
Yeah, she would appreciate that.
let's see. Oh, you know what I did want to say? Okay. It's not really all that controversial, but... Camping. I used to go camping all the time. I had to. I was a Boy Scout, right? And then when I was the leader of a church, sometimes we would go camping on the summer. That'd be like one of our retreats or whatever. And then you know, summer camps, all that kind of stuff. But then I stopped going camping for a long time, like more than a decade. And my brother-in-law and sister-in-law said, "Hey, we're gonna go camping. Do you want to go?" And the old me was like, "Oh, camping, yeah, I do that all the time." But then the now me realized, dude, I haven't done this in 10 years. Do I really want to go out and sleep in a tent and wake up with a rash and be cold? And I just kind of got grumpy about it. What do you think about camping?
Okay, so for me, camping near a large body of water that you can swim in or like go on a boat or something, yes. Any other type of camping, no. Unless it's at a music festival, and then I'll camp. But my music festival that I go to has a lake. So
what? Which one is that?
It's at Lake Paris Desert Days.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So Yeah, that to me, you gotta have the body of water, because like it gives you something to do during the day. You could either, like, if you have a boat or whatever, which I don't, it's usually just jumping in the ocean or the lake or something. But
that's a good idea.
Other than that, it's like, what are you supposed to do? It's hot. Yeah. I don't want to go, like, it's like you're like sweating, you're like hiking, and then you come back and you're like still outside and like. I don't know, man. You gotta have the, because I like to swim. So if you're not someone who likes to swim, then
you were in the Navy, so that makes sense that you like the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. If there's a body of water there, I'll sleep in a tent for that. I do glamp though, just so are the
glamping's great.
Yeah, I do glamp.
Glamping's better than camping.
I buy AstroTurf and put it outside the tent, and you know, inside I have air mattress cots.
Yeah, we usually bring as many lights as possible. Oh, yeah. So we have like a lot of like string lights, and like sometimes we bring a bunch of random stuff. Like we brought like a Christmas tree one time. And like set it up because it looks cool.
Was it Christmas time?
No, it just looked cool. Nice. And it's pink. And it was like, this just lights up, so let's bring it.
Speaking of pink, we're getting these new headsets at Phone, like total Britney Spears headsets, so that we can talk. And I guess they have a pink option. And everybody's like, pink, pink, pink. And so I say, well, I'd like a blue one. And I'm immediately told there's no blue option.
I have three options.
I got upset by it.
I looked at the link she sent. It was like pink, beige, and like black or something.
Oh, man.
So that was your options. And the pink isn't actually pink. It's kind of just like a super light.
I'm going with black, I guess. I feel like beige was just like boring.
Boring.
I mean, pink makes sense for like some of our people who are, you know, just colorful, and you're probably getting the pink one.
I'm getting a pink one.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. But you know, I my office has a theme, and it's black and blue and Star Wars, and
that's true.
I guess black works, but blue would have been cool.
That's why I like to keep it like a little more eclectic, because that way everything will go. Like if you have like every color and every kind of, I don't know, style, then anything will match. So,
dude, I was just thinking about, you know, we just had 4th of July, and our country was founded. Well, the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776, right? So that meant 1976 was our bicentennial. And so you get the bicentennial. So that means we're coming up to 250 years in a couple of years here. I was just thinking about what year it was. I was like, okay, 23, wait a minute. We're gonna have 250 years soon. What are we gonna do? It's that 2026, right?
Yeah,
so
I guess.
In 3 years, man, it's 250 years. I wonder if we're gonna do something big for that.
I don't know. That sounds like a really big milestone.
I know. Well, I wasn't alive for the 1976 one, so.
I kind of
feel like, you know, the 2026 one. Maybe we should start planning now.
Yeah.
And all of you illegal fireworks people out there, I might give you a pass on that one, and you could do fireworks July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, but not on the 7th randomly at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, like, shoot them all off that night.
Yeah, like, have a blast that night.
Yeah, go through them all, no leftovers.
You know, I just realized that today is my friend's birthday, and he married his wife, and she has the same birthday. I dated a girl one time who had my birthday, and I was, obviously I didn't marry that girl, but I was thinking, I'm kind of glad not because she wasn't a cool person or anything, but I that's my birthday.
Exactly. You know, that takes all the attention away.
Right.
You know,
and I'm looking at these like Facebook posts and everything, and they're like, oh, it's our
birthday to each other.
Nah, I'm going to get a gift for one of you.
Little note. So this is cool, though. Me and Izzy have each other's exact half birthday. Mine's December 15th. Izzy's is June 15th.
Right.
So on my birthday, it's Izzy's half birthday and vice versa, which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, man. Like, on my birthday, Kara celebrated her half birthday. And I think that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. But the same birthday for a couple, that's just, you know. I mean, if you have kids that have your birthday, that it's kind of in your control, because if you're planning to have kids, you know, and you have kids 3 months after your birthday, it's possible that 9 months later they're going to be born on your birthday. So that's kind of on you. But I mean, if it wasn't planned, then that, then, you know, the kids get a pass. But still, it sucks to be born around Christmas time, for example, because what? I'm supposed to get you a Christmas gift and a birthday gift? It's like, no, I saved up for one.
Yeah, I run into that sometimes. People give me my birthday gift in like Christmas packaging, which I'm like,
that's your birthday. And so you're 10 days apart, so I don't mind. And you always have like a cool thing that you do for your birthday. So it's like, yeah, let's get you your birthday gift. And then when Christmas comes, you know, especially if you're my secret Santa at work, then
one's gonna be
like all colorful stars birthday. One's gonna be Christmassy, still colorful though.
Yeah.
And you're gonna get two gifts for me. So, oh, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. I like that. How are we on?
Let's see. We got about 3 more minutes to.
Oh.
We didn't have anything controversial today, so let's talk about what we can all agree on.
Well, I think for sure for me, like, I would like the dollar menu back. I would like a dollar drink. I would like because anywhere you go, like, the dollar menu is gone. Like, there's not like just there used to be literally a menu that said the $1 menu, and it had like 10 to 15 items on it. Now, there's not even that separate thing. There might be something that's slightly cheaper, or like if you have like the app of whatever fast food place, they have some deals, but not everyone has access to that. And we need to be able to scrape up a dollar and get a little burger.
You know, that's funny. When I was in high school, we used to say, like, I mean, this is back in the late 90s. So, I mean, $5 went a long way back then. But we used to say, like, you should be able to get a full meal for under $5.
Yeah.
Like a drink, fries, and a burger. And it doesn't have to be a huge, awesome, double-stacked burger.
Like a junior, like, yeah, thing.
There should always be. I don't care what inflation, what year we're in. I don't care. Everybody should have at least one option for under $5 to be able to get a drink, some kind of a meal, whether it's a burger or hot dog or something, and a side. And if you have that as a business, you will always be successful because you'll always sell that. And I know behind the scenes, it does not cost you a whole lot of money to put that together. You're probably That under $5 meal probably costs you between 85 cents to $2.20. So sure, your profit margin won't be too high if it costs you $2 and you're selling it for $5, but you will make a lot more sales. You'll make a lot more people happy. You'll be more popular. So in the long run, you're gonna win.
Costco did it,
yeah.
So, we're talking to you, Ronald. We're talking to you, Jack.
Grimace or whatever. I don't care if it's your birthday. Why don't you give
us a dollar? We're talking to you, Carl.
Yeah, Carl. And your junior.
Yeah. Get it together.
And, you know, In-N-Out, man, for the longest time, you could get the, I don't know if it's the number 3, the burger for under $5. For the longest time. So if you wanted to throw cheese on there, it was like $5.50 or whatever.
Okay.
But now it's like $8 for that one.
Come on.
Like, come on, man. You guys already know you're the best burger place. You don't have to rub it in our face by increasing your prices.
Seriously. So.
Although the jury's still out on who has the best fries, because people still say McDonald's has the best fries.
They're good. If you get them fresh.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they give you the ones that like aren't so fresh and it's very disappointing.
But when you get that bonus fry, that's like really long.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've enjoyed this. Again, sorry for our listeners that we have to cut it short today. Kara and I are pretty busy, but we really appreciate all of you, and we are looking forward to hearing from you about topics you want us to discuss, ideas that you might have, so that we can Kara will probably really validate them, and I'll probably make fun of them. So that might be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You should call in. Don't be discouraged. Call in.
Oh, man. If you guys want to, again, if you want to say hi to Phoebe, our little puppy mascot. Although she's not a puppy. She's going to be 6 this year.
She's little.
She's little, though. So we got some cool songs for you. We hope you have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Please don't light fireworks. If you do... I mean, just don't do it around my house, I guess.
I guess.
But yeah, no, have a blast this weekend. Don't rev up your cars at 3 in the morning. Be safe. And if you're going to eat food, let us know what your favorite fast food places are.
We will see you next time on The Loop with Izzy and Kara.
Peace.
home. All my girls just keep on blowing up my phone, saying, come on, he ain't worth the pain. Do what you gotta do to forget his name. Now there's only one thing left for me.
Time I could see you smile.